Tereo Ererangi o Te Mānia. This episode was produced in Otatahi by Plains Media, with support from New Zealand On Air.
Let your living water flow over my soul.
Welcome, dear listeners, to another episode of Living Scriptures. We hope you're doing good. You're keeping warm in this very wintry season. God bless you all. Living Scriptures is a Christian show that uses the scripture, the word of God, to relate, to discuss issues about our lives. And we started a series last week on last day events, titled When the Roll is Called Up Yonder, Will You Be There? If you miss any of our past episodes, head on to Plains Media and search for Living Scriptures, and you can listen to the past episodes. Today, we continue on our series, and our scripture today is from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, from verse 51. This is a very important scripture, and I want you to listen. Listen very carefully. I tell you a mystery. A secret truth decreed by God and previously hidden but now revealed. We will not all sleep in death, but we will all be completely changed, wondrously transformed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the sound of the last trumpet call. For a trumpet will sound, and the dead who believed in Christ will be raised imperishable, and we will be completely changed, wondrously transformed. For this perishable part of us must put on the imperishable nature, and this mortal part of us that is capable of dying must put on immortality, which is freedom from death. And when this perishable puts on the imperishable, and this mortal puts on the immortality, then the scripture will be fulfilled that says, death is swallowed up in victory, vanquished forever. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin, by which it brings death, is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory as conquerors through our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, brothers and sisters, be steadfast, immovable, always excelling in the work of the Lord, always doing your best and doing more than is needed. Being continually aware that your labor, even to the point of exhaustion in the Lord, is not futile nor wasted. It is never without purpose. When the roll is called up yonder, will you be there?
Hello, dear listeners. Welcome to today's Living Scripture from my side. When the roll is called up yonder, will you be there? Yeah. 1 Corinthians says, listen very carefully. I tell you a mystery, a secret, decreed by God and previously hidden, but now revealed. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet call, for a trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. Praise the name of the Lord. So we see that last week, there are two ways in which we could be called. That is being called through judgment. Judgment is divided into judgment of Christ and then the judgment of unbelievers. We can be called through death. But Christ also tells us death will be defeated. We all know that man is made of the body, soul, and spirit. We equally know that our bodies are most prized of the three. Unfortunately, the path whose loss is most grievous, humanly speaking. But spiritually, it is the lust of the soul that should be most grievous. So when we fear death, what Jesus did according to scripture is to defeat death through his own death and the resurrection, and transferring the victory to all believers in him. I say it again, to all believers in him. That is why when we die as believers, it is called sleep in scripture. For your reference, look at Matthew 9:24, Acts 7:60, 1 Corinthians 15, where we have read, and 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 15. So this teaching will be divided into three as we continue this episode. And the purpose is to unfold the next thing in the agenda of God, the rapture of the saints, which will be our testimony, our miracle, and our comfort. My dear friends, when the rapture is called, will you be there? When the roll is called up yonder, will I be there?
When the roll is called up yonder, will you be there? We'll pause at this point to remind us of our healing and deliverance service, which is interestingly taking place today, the 28th of June, 2026. If you are just listening to us and you're unable to make it to 80 Fitzgerald Avenue, if you can join us physically, head over there. If not, join us online on Fresh Anointing International Church, Christ Church, YouTube and Facebook pages. God bless you. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. We'll look at a few scriptures and some illustration. In Revelation chapter 20, verse 12, "And I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne, and books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. The dead were judged according to what they had done, as recorded in the books." Like I said earlier, there is coming a time when the roll will be called, and when it is either your name is on it or it is not. There is no gray area. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each of us may receive what is due us for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad." Every single person who has ever walked the face of the earth will one day stand before God and give an account for what they've done, whether it be good or bad. There is no getting out of this. It does not matter if you are young or old, dead or alive, Christian or non-Christian. Your race does not matter. Your gender does not matter. Scripture says, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ." All includes everyone. It does not matter if you have never even heard of Jesus, because even those who have never heard will be judged. It is a sad reality to know that the first time some of you will ever hear of or see God will be on judgment day. In Revelation chapter 20, verse 15, "Anyone whose name was not found written in the book of life was thrown into the lake of fire." If your name is not in the book of life when the roll is called, you will spend an eternity in hell. If someone has never even heard of Christ, how can they accept Christ? They cannot. Everyone who has never heard of Christ will be thrown into hell on judgment day. This is the reason we need to be spreading the gospel. There are millions of people around the world who have never heard the gospel. They have no idea who Jesus is or what he did for us. They have no idea what they will spend eternity in hell. They have no idea that they will spend eternity in hell if they do not accept Christ. They do not know any of that. How can they if we do not tell them? In Romans chapter 10, verse 14, "How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them?" They cannot believe in someone who they have never heard of before. It is our job as the church to tell them, Just because we live in the Bible Belt does not mean everyone has heard of Jesus. Some children have not. Some young adults have not. Some senior adults have not. It is imperative that we go and we tell them. Their eternity literally depends on it. The Bible makes it clear that one day that role will be called. Let us labor for the Master from the dawn till setting sun. Let us talk of all his wondrous love and care. Then when all of life is over and our work on earth is done and the role is called up yonder, I will be there. When that role is called, will your name be in it? Will your name be written in the Lamb Book of Life? If so, let us labor for the Lord until he returns. Let us do everything we can to tell as many people as we can about Jesus Christ.
Welcome back. When the role is called up yonder, my friends, will you be there? Scripture tells us in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the sound of the trumpet call, for a trumpet will sound, and the dead who believe in Christ will be raised imperishable, and we will be completely changed to be with Christ. Let's talk about the rapture of saints, which is our testimony. The Bible talks about it as a mysterious event. The prophet saw it as the day of judgment, until Paul the Apostle came and says, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep. So it was a mystery unfolded that gave birth to the rapture. The rapture itself is not mentioned in Scripture as a word, but the way it's going to take place was mentioned. The catching away of the saints. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So this is the first phase of the second coming of Jesus Christ. And his second phase will be when his feet will touch the Mount of Olive. According to church history, what the prophet did not see was that second coming of Christ will be in two phases. One to bring joy and comfort, the second to bring judgment and war. Secondly, the rapture as a unique one-time event was considered the most important and must not be missed by any believer. According to 2 Thessalonians, where we have read. My dear friends, rapture, we only have one opportunity. Will you be part of those who will be called when the rapture takes place? If you would like to be part of those who will be called when the rapture takes place, at some point in your life, it can be today, you need to have confessed your sin and surrender your heart to Jesus and accept him as your Lord and Savior. That's why we never like to close this broadcast without giving someone listening to us for the first time the opportunity to become a son and a daughter of God if you are yet to be one. John Gospel chapter 1 verse 12 says, as many as receive him, to them give him power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. If you'd like to accept Christ today, kindly pray this prayer with me. Putting your hand to your chest and bowing down in faith, say, Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. Thank you for dying on the cross for my sins. Please forgive me my sins and give me the gift of eternal life. I ask you into my heart. I ask you into my life. I ask you to be my Lord and Savior. I want to serve you always. In Jesus' name.
If you have prayed this prayer from your heart, I can assure you that you are now born again. Welcome to the family of God. Join us this morning at Fresh Anointing International Church, 80 Fitzgerald Avenue, City Center in Christchurch by 10 a.m. for a life transforming service and prayers if you need one. You can write us at freshanointingchurchnz@gmail.com. Please tell us about your testimony, and you can also ask us a question about today's subject or previous episode. Please like and follow us on Facebook, Fresh Anointing International Church, NZ, and also on Instagram. This program was brought to you by the gospel theme of the Fresh Anointing International Church, Christ Church. God bless you.
Let your living water flow.